Welcome to a Just a Medium podcast. I'm your host, Katrina, and join me as we uplift our health, tap into our power, and challenge the status quo. Every episode, a step closer towards a life of intention, authenticity, and inspired action. Let's venture into our hearts and what's possible when we dare to do things differently. We're delving into something we've all experienced, life's unexpected turns and the blocks that seem to steer us off course or on course. What if these aren't just obstacles? What if they're signs and nudges towards something bigger and better? Let's explore this together. So think about the last time you had a plan, like a really good one. One you're excited about, one you put a lot of energy and effort into, and then suddenly something happened. A block appeared and your hopes were dashed. It's tough, right? We are starting a new school in the region here in central Queensland, and every week there is some divinely guided new thing happening and we get our hopes up and we go on the journey and then we change course and we change course quickly and things evolve. I cannot even explain to you how divinely guided the evolution of how fast a block appears and a new opportunity arises. I want to break down today how crucial it is that instead of reattaching to a new desire with the same intensity, so going into a situation with, I want this, this is everything, and putting all my energy into it, taking a step back and reflecting on the mirror that is appearing, that intense energy of investing all of that into one thing is somehow a reflection of the thing you're investing into. So it's like you go for your first job interview in a really long time. You're really excited about it. You've put a lot of energy into it. Like you're nervous. You're going through all these things. And then at the job interview, the universe tests you. It gets you ready. You walk out of there and you're thinking you've learned so much. You've got a lot to reflect on. You might not be feeling as positive or negative. And then the next job interview comes along out of nowhere and you absolutely nail the interview. Even if your hopes were a little bit dashed after the first interview, you then realize and reflect, wow, it got me ready for the second interview and I was able to absolutely nail it. But what really occurred energetically is that instead of approaching the new desire or the new thing or the next job interview with the same intensity that we had for the first one, it's an ability of awareness expansion that we can approach things with clear energy. So free from the heavy attachments and ready to co-create with the universe rather than trying to control the outcome. There is this certain magic in letting go. When we are able to clear our energy of the expectation that we accidentally, excitedly put on something, and then the clearing of the energy of the past disappointments, letting go, clearing the space, and then we are able to face new directions with openness, we align more closely with universal creation. And just recognizing the flow of the river when it comes along, the water's flowing and then you hit a rock and you don't need to get stuck on that rock. You can get straight back into flow. Throughout my life, I could reflect on times when this was a great learning journey of my energy field expanding into staying in flow. And through this little guided project that we are collectively on for this beautiful community that we're a part of, the divine guidance, or particularly for me from my guide, is learning just to stay in that state of flow and feeling when you're driven by that passion and that motivation, you have something on the go and something you deeply care about. For us, this beautiful school that's being birthed. For you, it could be a project or a hobby or a dream. And in these moments, we're not just participants in life. We're creators. We are co-creators with the universe. We are contributors, makers of meaning. This is when we're in the energy of flow. This is when we're in the birthing of creation. And then the flip side of that is when we're down and out of action or disconnected from our passions, how easily we become negative or pessimistic. It's like the light inside dims a little bit and we feel it, don't we? It's fairly hard to regenerate your energy field without some external help or some help from friends or help from some other external force to ignite our passion or to revamp our energy field to feel and ignite our purpose again. But that is that stark difference between being in the flow and stuck. I explain this in terms of where we are at in the project right now and the people that we approach that are really in flow with making things happen, co-creating with the universe. They don't say no to anything. They're like, okay, I'm going to give you a chance to talk. I'm going to listen and I'm going to see what opportunities here. I guess I'm trying to explain it in a way that when you're trying to make things happen, there are so many blocks ahead of you, and those blocks, or you're birthing something with creation and co-creating, those blocks are pure divine guidance, allowing you to see and take the opportunity to see and feel into where you're going and where you should be. Take time to step back and reflect. Remember to ask for guidance. Pray to, possibly for me, I'm looking for land. I'm looking for a site. So I'm working with ancestors. I'm working with very new energy in terms of land and asking for that guidance. Where do you want to be? Where do you want us? Where is this creation awaiting? Instead of me trying to control, like, we need to be here because this is where we need to be for this and this reason, and taking that really business-driven mind into the flow of creation. Like, this isn't something I'm getting right every day, but I am really enjoying this journey. So when we consider the times where we're trying to control everything, have you noticed that when you're over-controlling, things actually feel off? Maybe for you, it's a job or a relationship where you find yourself becoming too controlling, too much in your head, too much in trying to make sure things go the way they're meant to go. But if you really took a step back to reflect, it just doesn't feel right. Or maybe recently you've been to an event or been a part of a circle or some kind of interaction and it just doesn't feel right. That is a universal sign, a divine guidance. Your guides are trying to show you that there is a message in that for you, that even if you can't energetically see it, pay attention to it not feeling right. It's often a sign and a reflection that maybe this isn't strengthening you, but possibly draining you, and there is a lesson to be learned or a change of direction coming for you. Life's directions, the blocks, the flow, and our control, or should I say our release of control, these are not random occurrences. They're lessons, it's guidance, and sometimes it's the very experiences like this that shape us and push us to grow and ultimately helps us be on our true path to who we came here to be and what we came here to do. And when we do get callings in life to do things, I truly believe that we all have a choice. And that calling can come to you and you have a choice to do it or not do it, because we have free will. Every choice has a consequence. And I'm not talking about a consequence in the term of being good or bad, because there is no good or bad. Like, we are in a positive, negative, neutral relationship with the universe. That calling might not be for you at that time, so you dismiss it. And then that opportunity goes to somebody else. And then that opportunity goes to somebody else. And maybe that person can't fulfill it and they pray for someone to take over. And then you get the calling. And maybe at that time you're like, yeah, okay, I can do this. The consequences of that will have ripple effects through your entire community and your family around you. And it's just a beautiful experience for you to choose to grow at that time. And nothing is totally set. You have choices that have consequences that will just lead you down different paths, and eventually you will always end up where you're meant to be, no matter what. It's just a beautiful insight to how one perspective of viewing that type of thing can be. As we wrap up on today's journey of Just a Medium, take a moment to reflect. Where in your life are you maybe pushing too hard? Where could you let go a little more and enter into the flow? Think about it. And if you feel inclined, share your story with us. You can reach us through social media or drop us an email. I would love to hear how life's unexpected turns have led you to where you are now and the reflection of what is here to be learned. I have said yes to this enormous calling because somebody needed to. And whether it is forever, the opportunity I could see in it is the opportunity to grow and to learn how to be a person, a version of myself that I truly desire to be, that I truly desire to be. And I'm loving the downloads and I'm loving the guidance and I'm loving the people I get to work around. And every moment just feels like pure bliss. So thank you for tuning in. And remember, life isn't happening to us. It is happening for us and we're a part of this creation. Until next time, keep embracing the mystery and just let life be your medium.